it started. Time to get it started.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, and I'm back with another Christian Hip Hop Now, a podcast about Christian hip hop news, and all things Christian hip hop. We do a little bit about everything, man. So I got a jam-packed show today. We gonna talk a little bit about Kanye West, man. Yes, Kanye West is a big topic in Christian hip hop and also in the world. Friday he's releasing Jesus is King. We gotta talk about that, man. I got a blog and I got a YouTube video dropping today. We also gonna talk about Lecrae and Derek Minor, kind of bridging the gap a little bit, settling their differences. We also gonna talk about our likes and dislikes in Christian hip hop, and we gonna talk a little bit about new release today. We had some things dropping Friday, and we had some really good things going on at Christian Hip Hop. So it's a lot of things to get to, and not a lot of time to talk about it. But I'm excited about this. I pray that you're excited about this. But if you're not listening to the podcast, go to it. Listen to it. Go to CHH Now Podcast. Go ahead, catch up on all the episodes. I'm doing it twice a month. So I'm going to give you 2 weeks to catch up to this one. 1K View, featuring 1K Tino, Crisscross, CHH Now.
Too strong, baby. Hold on. I ain't tryna put you in the friend zone. Make your bed rock like a Flintstone. But it's only if I put a ring on. Coming like Rick Ross, jumping like Crisscross, rocking like Kid Bob, running up TikTok. Coming like Rick Ross, jumping like Crisscross, rocking like Kid Bob, running up TikTok.
We the new Crisscross, huh? Whipping up big sauce, huh? Heard you got big mad, huh? Might as well get loud, boy. Ever since Chirk gone wild, me and Tone had a drip and we still ain't rinsed off, boy. Kicking big flay like chips, huh? Tell them folk we good love and joy. I can have a couple mil in the bank right now, but I said I wouldn't jug anymore. In the head of the game when he fuck right now, we ain't even keeping up with the score. Reminiscing about things in the trap, watching Tone wrap it up like a grocery store. When it came a long way, now it's time to go ball for the win, it's the final four. What's up? What's up? Yes sir, yeah ma'am. We are, I am. No bull, no round, no cap. They are on my radar. Too lit, check clothes, outfit.
Like Rick Ross, jumping like Crisscross, rocking like Kid Bob, running up TikTok. Coming like Rick Ross, jumping like Crisscross, rocking like Kid Bob, running up TikTok.
Hey, yeah. Hey, you have been freestyling, and somebody's supposed to jump on. And they be like, yeah, and you be like, I'm about to drop the beat, I'm about to give Lucky the mic, and you be like, drop the beat again, like, come on, man, go ahead, get on the mic, man. It's Christian Hip Hop Now, Lucky Murray, and yes, it's been a long time, shouldn't left you without a dope beat to step to. Hey, okay, so, we got a lot to talk about this, man. Today, I'm dropping this video, so, if you're listening to this podcast on Monday, when it drops today, please, the 23rd, please check out tonight, or about 4 o'clock, my Kanye West video is dropping. And I'm going to talk about, is Kanye West a Christian? In my opinion, of course. But, man, Kanye West is dropping this Sunday Service album. And I want it kind of be a little canon on the podcast. So you got to listen to all different types of things. You got to go to the podcast. You got to listen to the YouTube channel. And you also got to listen to me talk about it because it's going to be very canon. But here's what I believe about Kanye West. It is hard to read to say that is this going to be genuine or not. And is it our business to say that, hey, Kanye West is not a Christian. How dare he use the Lord name in vain? I don't think it's that deep, but I do think that this whole celebrity grabbing onto faith can be very superficial sometimes. Let me explain this. You have a lot of money. Like Kanye West has a lot of money. His wife has a lot of money. The Bible says it's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than a rich man to get into heaven. And I'm not talking about Kanye West. Oh, he's super rich. No, America, we are one of the richest countries in the world. We are in the 2% of the world's wealth. Even if somebody like me that's not making a whole lot of money, I am well off the 98% of the world. So when Jesus says that the rich man, he is not just talking about Kanye West. Kanye West, yes, he is making a lot of money. He's making a lot of moolah. But I don't know. And the Secret Service, not Secret Services. Did I say Secret Services? Man, while I'm over the clucking today, man, these Sunday services, man, is something to behold. But I want to talk about the Sunday services real quick, man. Don't y'all know that Kanye West has disciples that helps him run the Sunday services? No lie. I read this on NikkiSwift.com. So I don't know if it's true or not, but it's organized by his disciples. Kind of creepy, but disciples just means a follower. So Jesus has followers. He has a religion called Yeezus, Yeezianity. So is he combining Christianity and Yeezianity and putting them together? I don't know, but people see this man as a prophet. I don't know. Scary. I know. Let's keep going. Is the Sunday services a church or concert? It's more or less like a concert. They don't have prayer. There's no praying allowed in the Sunday services, but DMX broke that rule. So it's more so a concert. It has some classic gospel tunes. It has some kind of gospel remixes to certain things, but it's more so of a concert. And also, Sunday church services mean Jesus for all. If you are in the audience, not the audience, the choir, you get the white shirt and some Jesus. You know what I do? I would probably wear my Jesus in paper. You're not paper, but like a plastic bag. So as soon as I finish taking them off, I'm selling them on eBay. You're probably going to get about $500 to $1,000 straight up. And each Sunday service, church service is Sunday service, not church service, is an A-list playground. Everybody that you know is at the Sunday services. So you're singing about God, you're doing these different things. Is it benefit for the kingdom? I think the name of Jesus being named and said, it does great things, by the way, even if the intentions of the person is not so pure. So you got to understand, with all these different people, and it's a fad, guys, of people just gravitating towards religion. And here's the thing. Christianity is a religion. We are called to follow Jesus, and Jesus was never a Christian. So we got to kind of hold off for just a second, and I think the gospel world is going to eat the Jesus King album, because it's going to be a gospel album. You know, in 2005, remember, in 2005, Kanye West was nominated for a bunch of Stellas for his College Dropout album because of the success of Jesus Walks. But due to the Stella Awards feeling as though that it wasn't gospel enough, they pulled it. Now, 2018, 2019, I don't think that song would have got pulled. Matter of fact, if the Bible of Love was nominated for a secular, the Stellas, Kanye West is gonna next year. I don't know if this counts towards next year or 2021 Stellar Awards, but whenever is eligible for nomination, it's going to clean up in the gospel realm. He may even win a Grammy for Best Gospel Album. Who knows? I don't know. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about likes and dislikes in Christian pop. Spirits of Cain, I'm down. CHH now.
Back to the beginning, I got way too many people that don't wanna see me winning. You say that way, them boys been around since the beginning. Got a feeling that's a stretch. I see you in 7 innings. I put it down, throw it to the sky. Watch some blessings come, elevate. Watch me take my talents to a better place. On a chase, Scooby snacks on my plate. Solve the case, took the mask off. I'm a renegade.
I know I gotta do better. So watch me go and do better. Say do it like this and do it like that, but I know we do it better.
I know I gotta do better. Watch me go and do better. They say do it like this and do it like that, but I know we do it better. I'm down. I'm down. If he's making moves and I'm making moves, going all in. I'm down, I'm down. I can see it all in front of me.
I got things to do. Every day I gotta make it happen, making moves. Turn the bunny tries to start a snapping, what it do? It's a mixture straight about to know. I've got the juice, boys. Bench warmers, brush away your toe. I don't play. I got people counting on me. I'm just trying to make a way. It ain't nothing about me, phony. Came and killing out the gate. I was only 8 years old. I put the camera to the page. Told my story, told my problem, told my pain. This ain't new. They think I just had to bone the scene. I had years in before I ever hit 1,000 streams. They don't know. By the next set, I was cooking in the stew. Took a shower, hit the block cause I was late to get to school. Where was you? Tryna come around me like we cool. I ain't a fool. Had to make it work before I even had the tools. For you get a judge and walk them out of them shoes. Got a bum inside it, ain't no way that I can lose.
If he's making moves and I'm making moves, going all in, gotta see it through. I'm down, I'm down. I can see it all in front of me.
Up to you, not behind. Oh,
I don't complicate it, I just flow it with it. Let me check my feelings, confidence is beaming. This is right at the beginning. I don't hear no lady singing. My God, it's the only reason you can leave the check on the table. I got a team of feet.
Lord knows I'm down.
manner. Baby girl, she grab my hand and tell me that I'm handsome. I tell her that she all that like her name was Amanda. I came from the Ville, but people think I'm from Atlanta. Told my exes chill, I just get ghosts like Danny Phantom. I just get the bad and get the bad like I was Santa. Look, when I'm in Ohio, white girl saying, oh my Lanta. Look, I just wrote my bio, it's just saying throwing tantrums. Look, praying for my enemies, cause Jesus set the standard. Look, yeah.
Yes, Lucky Murray back at it again with CHH now. And I want to talk a little bit about some things that are happening in Christian hip hop. Track Stars, a few days ago, put up a question of the day. What are your dislikes and likes about CHH? And I want to talk about a few things people said, but it's a random theme here. Chris Knoll, which is a very dope artist, he said, I like the way we have a lot of talented folks who can out-rhyme dudes in the secular industry. I hate the fact that CHH feels like it needs to mirror what's hot in the secular realm. Anytime you reduplicate someone else, you always be a step behind. That's just me, though. And then somebody said, I second that notion. Like, bro, the sound of CHH ain't going to change it to the secular artists do. That means more trap and 808s until secular artists say, time's up. It sucks. There are CHH artists who go against the grain, such as yourself. However, where is the recognition? And Chris knows that. I appreciate it, fam. I definitely would love to see us set the trends instead of the other way around. And then a young Aaliyah of rap, that's K Sade, says the lack of awareness of CHH artists who are actually innovators. My light love would be how it helped me through my incubation period as a young Christian. And then somebody says, I like the CHH as a community of artists who share a passion to ultimately bring great quality to the masses, showing that we too can make good music without explicit or suggestive lyrics. I delight that the Holy Spirit is not always invited into our shows or sessions. And then somebody said, I like the ability to spread the gospel. I dislike the lyrical ability of most. The production of most is very similar to pop. The abuse of auto-tune, but really I'm biased. I'm an old head. And somebody said, when they garbage. And then I'm gonna highlight this last one, and I'm gonna go on what I think that the problem is. Not too sure about the likes, because my dislike outweighs them. Right now, I feel like CHH is drifting away from substance and gravitating towards hype and a sound that resembles the world. You can't tell me you can't distinctly tell the difference between their music and the world. So I want to kind of break that down just a tad bit before I go on to my next segment. But it's a trend, guys. I need y'all to focus in on this trend. A lot of people feel like CHH is great as far as the stylistic of the genre. People can get it in with anybody in the secular realm, hands down. I second that notion. But we're seeing that a lot of people are not authentic, don't have their own sound. So what they hear in the mainstream, it will trickle down to Christian hip hop. And by the way, Christian hip hop is always, almost all the time, 10 to 15 years. And I'm exaggerating here, guys, but we're super slow when it comes to stepping outside and breaking through a trend. Like mumble rap, there are still people doing mumble rap. I don't get it. but the mainstream is going more away towards mumble rap and more towards lyrical ability. That it's been a shift. You have cats that are winning just being lyrical, and you have people in CHH doing the same old mumble rap, the same old hype rap, the same old da 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 da. Hey, then it's the same cadence, it's the same flow, because here's what I feel like everybody's doing. Everybody's looking towards person A and trying to see what they're doing to win, and they're all copying that person to get to that level so they can do the Christian youth circuits. But newsflash, people, there are nobody really doing youth service circuits anymore. It's only a select few people that's doing that. Hey, let's get on the festival. Let's sound like whoever's doing the festivals, and let's try to get on the festivals. Newsflash, there's not a lot of spots about on festivals either. So you have to develop your fan base. What's the quickest way to develop your fan base? Hey, let's bite off of the mainstream. Let's bite off the mainstream. And we go in this circle of just doing what's hot in the mainstream. Now, granted, the mainstream is very influential when it comes to Christian pop music, hands down. But we need to have innovators. But there's a lot of people that are innovating in our space. But you will never hear about it unless you pay $50 or you sign up for somebody's Patreon to get your music reviewed, so that that person can tell you, hey, I like this and I like that. But that's not going to be a guarantee that's going to get you in a situation where you can do music full time, take care of your family, and benefit from it. So I think that CHH right now is in a crossroads here and there. We're getting a lot of buzz from Justin Bieber, from Kanye West, from all these different waves, and we have a lot of people are getting into Christian hip hop that are elevating Christian music or Christian rap to another level. But I think it's a fad, guys. I don't know what you think about this, but I think it's a fad. I don't think that this is something that could be sustained for a long period of time, because if you like Chance the Rapper did his album, half his album was praising God. The other half was just cussing and doing all this other stuff I don't understand. I don't get it. And it's this whole superficial Christianity that everybody is does. It's not really deep. It's like, oh, you know, I'm self-aware about myself, I'm self-aware about God, Jesus saved me, all the other stuff. But hey, why don't you stop smoking and drinking? I can't, God loves me. It's like, can we still sin, have a right to sin? By no means. That's the scripture I'm kind of thinking about in my head. But a lot of this, man, is just a matter of identity. And as an artist, find your identity, because you will pass by the trends. Dizzle, let's get to it. Christian hip hop now.
They say your boy got that soul glow, and I stay in gold mode. They say what you letting it go for, how much you sell your soul for. Don't let them lights blind you, cause that fame could be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm done, I'm gon' stay the same. Gotta feed the kids, tryna feed the gang. I'm grinding, grinding. I'm constantly reminding, reminding. All my worst days behind, behind. And it ain't no rewinding, rewinding. Oh, whoa, oh, about to shake it up. Like I'm throwing a tennis ball, let it go. Whoa, oh, clear the table. And don't leave nothing on the floor, whoa, whoa. And the whole team with it. We ain't stopping till the whole team win it. You in the way, boy, if you ain't with it, I'ma bring it right back in me a minute. Don't let them lights blind you, cause that fame could be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm gone, I'ma stay the same. Gotta feed the kids, trying to lead them lights blind you, cause that fame could be a dirty game. That your boy never change. Until the day I'm gone, I'ma stay the same. Yeah. Gotta feed the kids, tryna feed the gang. Whoa, whoa, what you think we on the road for? The road for, tryna make the whole world know. The world know, make it last, take a photo, a photo. Let's get to it. And we ain't stopping till till the whole team poppin'.
Let's get to it.
And we ain't stopping till the whole city watchin'.
Let's get to it.
We ain't stopping till the whole city rockin'.
Let's get to it.
Can't have my hands out like let me hold something. That's a no-no, a no-no. What you think we on the road for? The road for pounding like we took some no-dos, some no-dos. Make it last, take a photo, a photo.
Don't let them lights blind you, cause they fame could be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm gone, I'ma stay the same. Gotta feed the kids, tryna lead them lights blind you, cause they fame could be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm gone, I'ma stay the same. Gotta feed the kids, tryna feed the game.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And you probably heard me on the Morning Vibes. You probably been following my YouTube channel, or you have been a loyal listener to my podcast, Christian Hip Hop Now. Well, I also can help you with your marketing needs. Need your music reviewed? Do you need one-on-one consultation? Do you need help with getting exposure for your music? I have a platform which I can use to get more listeners and viewers to your brand. If you are interested, please email me at luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. That's luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. Email me and let's talk about how we can partner together so you can have exposure to your brand. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And if you love hearing me every Friday on Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love my morning show, The Morning Vibes, with Miguel on RadioUNT.net. The Morning Vibes is a different morning show. We talk Christian hip hop, we talk current events, we talk interviews from artists and also different people from all walks of life. We are live online on the Roku app and Apple TV. Just type in Radio UNT. Also, we are on the TuneIn app as well. So if you love Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love The Morning Vibes every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. only on RadioUNT.net.
Time to get it started. Right now.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, and I'm back with another CHH today. And I got some new music that's coming up. New project just dropped the 20th, this Friday. So check them out if you listen to it. Doom by Social Club Misfits. For the Love of Money by Eshawn Burgundy. Father God, My Hands, Josiah Davis. Isaiah featuring Zay Hill. Imperfect EP is J Tour. Spirit Filled EP featuring Nameless Servant. Bigger DJ Kizzy. And, hey, we got a shout out to Eshawn Burgundy. Eshawn Burgundy done hit the iTunes chart. I think he was number 15 or so on the iTunes charts when his album dropped. I don't know where it's at right now. And I don't even know if it's going to hit the Billboard. But that's, hey, that's a good look, man. Infantry is independent straight up. And the fact that people supported his album. His album was $10. Most people that try to get you to like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm selling album now for $3.99 so they can look like they hitting the Billboard charts, which they are, but they're not making a whole lot of money. For $10.99 for people to support, hey, Eshawn Burgundy doing your thing. Also, God Culture Remix, these are singles who Chris knows and always bring. Samson, For Me, For God, Mitchell Durrell, White Lines, Ray Vitter featured Paul Russell, Warm and Fresh featuring Term 1, Drop 2 featured the Dio de God? I don't know what it is, man. I don't know. $2 Tuesdays at Aha Gazelle Like You featuring Aaron Connick. Land of, man, so many people that be putting out. Oh, TBA Shepherd put out a record. Oh, Shepherd got a record with his Game Time remix is with Shaquille O'Neal. So Shepherd, man, is having one heck of the year. He may make my top five lineup when it comes to Christian pop. I'm doing that at the end of the year. I'm gonna have a top five. I'm gonna have a start lineup. I'm gonna have my reserve players. I'm gonna have my awards. You know, MVP, Most Valuable Player, Rookie of the Year. I'm gonna do it like I would do. And I'm gonna have a freshman lineup. And I think I'm gonna do the freshman based off of the Rapzilla freshman list. So we're not creating somebody new unless somebody done stole the show. Unless somebody stole the show and they're gonna make my freshman list. But when we come back, man, we're gonna talk about Lecrae and Derek Minor. Apparently they reconciled over this Israel trip. You don't wanna miss this, man. This is some great stuff, man. I'm glad I'm doing it every 2 weeks because a lot more to talk about versus like, hey, let's flip it head to tail, you know. Who's in another beef? Nobody, because they don't really wanna say it to nobody. Hey, I'm just tripping. You know why? Because I can. But I got reconciled by any means. Yeah. Christian hip hop now.
You won't believe you can't do it, dude. Dead and Father, wash me on my sin. Blot out my iniquity. I just want more of these boys, I ain't done more of that.
Make it hotter, hotter, pop. Penny, bean, let's say. Make it younger, hotter, yeah. Penny, bean,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Dragon pump your body full of lead light, Dodge a kind of prison in a fair light, Devil in the ark, want my head light, Banking on God, what a prayer light, Drake calls a lead by stuttering, 12 in the ark, they'll clay down, Sister said again, man, I'ma make it out, Street said again, so I'ma make it out,
Bottom, hit it, me, necessary. Make it, bottom, hit it, me, necessary.
Yeah, red light, red light, red light, ain't prayer right here. Hot in my head with my head light, Murder anybody with the prayer right here. Ducking all the ops in the fair, Cousin in the chain, Call a different player, I ain't seen him on shit, on these data. Banking on car, had to trust with my life, Devil light here, hit my knees and repent. Pressing the lid, all that pressing the lid, All the debris stacking problems on problems. Them lost right behind me, they pulling the part of my record. They ain't clean, but that life all behind me. Devil on my neck, God on my tail, Pimp for my sin, I don't fail, You keep the street, give me God, I'ma get ya. Make it hotter, bottom, in it, me, necessary. Make it younger, hotter, in it, me, Drag a pump your body full of lead light, Dodge a kind of prison in a fair light, Devil in the ark, want my head light, Banking on God, what a prayer light, Drake calls a leader by third round, 12 in the ark, they'll cut you down, Sister said again, man, I'ma make it out, Street said again, so I'ma make it out,
Bottom, in it, me, necessary. Make it hotter, bottom, in it, me, necessary.
On the right path, I'm pursuing that, You keep the streets, I ain't doing that, Had to make a change, I ain't going back. Rather be broke with my life, I ain't throwing that, Had to make a change, had to get right. Fighting for your life, I ain't hate young, get right, Had to make a change, had to get right. Fighting for your life, I ain't hate young, get right,
Yes, Lord! Hey, we back with another CHH now. And we're gonna talk a little bit about Lecrae and Derek Minor. Apparently, Lecrae put a story out on his Instagram page. He took a picture of him in Israel. Lord Jesus, I would love to go to Israel. It's going to happen one day in Jesus' name. But anyway, Lecrae put out a story and he basically was just venting and letting people know what it is. So he said, backstory, I've known the Derek Minor for years. He's like a brother to me, except I wasn't really a great brother to him. I let him down more than one few times. I wasn't operating from a healthy place and damaged our relationship. Time goes by where we didn't talk much, but he goes to Israel, Palestine, and comes back and reaches out to me. I'm a little shocked. He's like, listen, after what I've seen over there, bro, God is too big to hold on to our past issues. He offers to take me with him next time he goes at no cost. Bruh. Hey, Derek Martin must be killing it if he can take Lecrae to Israel, no cost to him. But anyway, he said, fast forward now. I'm over here in Israel and Palestine. I'm blown away. As God restores my relationship with my brother, I'm praying for restoration in the Middle East and everywhere. And for you, whoever you are reading this, God is a restorer. God is your restorer. Amen. For one, man, that is a few things that go. Kev on stage said, wow, this is really eloquent. And then he said, and then somebody said, make a Christian rap video and just post a deep freestyle. I'm looking for support and exposure. What? Man, why did I read that, man? Why do people do that, man? Why do people take the time when somebody is posting something heartfelt, they think it's the time to support their music? What? I don't want to read that. Like, bro, like, okay, these thirsty artists, if you listening, do not be a thirsty artist. A thirsty artist is somebody that tries to steal somebody else's shine by putting out your shine. Let me see. He had at light, and he had one reply. Let's see what one reply that is. Oh, somebody said Nathaniel Figures. Not the way. So somebody said the same thing. Don't do that, man. Just, it's sincere. Somebody said, I love this. You guys are both legends. God is good. Amen. God is restored indeed, bro. I restored indeed. A dove pick two. You know, people just, you know, congratulate them. You know, you had some haters. It was also, I think Lecrae, the crew reported this yesterday. The fact that he got baptized again in the Jordan, where Jesus got baptized, like, yo, I got baptized, now it's time to make some new music. People went ham. Talk about some, oh, you using baptism to support your music, and there's people dying when they get baptized. I understand that, people. But baptism doesn't save you. Jesus was God, and he still was baptized. Not because he needed to be baptized to be saved again. No. I feel like, man, Christian rap, we have a lot of religious people in this space, man. And a lot of people don't know what they're talking about. Like, for real. And some of these guys that was talking all that mess has never even been to Israel or Palestine at all. I've never been there. So I can't speak about the unrest in Israel because I don't know. Flat out. But so I think people a lot of times want to make something out of nothing. Why? I don't know. Because people just like to hear themselves talk. But I think the main thing with me, and it's always been this way, I look at it this way. Lecrae to me is good with me. I don't care what nobody else say. But somebody put that out there. He didn't have to put out that him and Derek might have had an issue and a beef. Now, the undertones of Derek Martin's record sometimes made it seem like he was talking about Reach Records. I ain't gonna lie to you. The trap seemed like he was angry. He had a point to prove, and he was gonna prove it to somebody. It may have been Lecrae. It's all speculation, people. Don't tweet me. Don't DM me. Well, lucky you said on your podcast. I'm just speaking the truth, man. But I feel like this situation right here is needed, man. Like, Lecrae put it out on Jump Street, knowing the backlash, knowing what people going to say, and without caring. Terry Mine was tagged, so I think they both hashed out some things, man. I think that we may see another feature from Lecrae. Because, hey, think about it this way. We haven't seen a feature from Derek Mine and Lecrae in years, since he left. Since he left Reach Records. Now, Derek Mine has done songs with What About G, has done a song with 1K Few. I don't know if he did a song with Tadashi or Trip Lee or nothing like that, but that's huge, man. Two titans in our space, man, needed to come together and make that happen. I think that's all glory to God. And I'm excited to see what the future has, man. That's some of y'all flat out. Y'all need to reconcile yourselves, man. Y'all be on some imaginary Christian hip-hop beef, and y'all just need to get together and hug out and sing Kumbaya or something. Y'all be tripping. I don't know, man, but it is what it is, man. So hopefully in the next 2 weeks, or if something major happens, I'll drop a podcast the same week. But if something major happens, I just believe that this is something that is indeed needed by just the brothers in faith, man. I'm really encouraged by that, man. Let's see what somebody else is saying. You know, God is restored, is restored. God is my restorer. Okay, okay, okay. The praise hands. He said, y'all, okay. Somebody said, darn, but they didn't say darn. Y'all some real ones over here. We need more of this. Hey, I'm going to say this before my segment ends. Hey, man, Jay from the Crew Hip Hop Corner did a video on Pyrex, and he put it out there, and Pyrex was over there cussing. Tell me why Jay repeated the word verbatim. Jay be over there cussing sometimes on the low, man. Nobody's saying nothing. Nobody like, yo, dude, you know what I'm saying? Watch out for the cussing. No, man. He's like, I don't understand that, man. I can't repeat the same things people be saying. I know damn is a cuss word. I know hell can be used as a cuss word, but I don't be wanting to use them all willy-nilly, man. But, hey, it's my pet peeve. Deshaun Shante, 98. Christian Hip Hop Now.
Change fast, but fade slow. Break my heart, but not my soul. They just wanna cut me over. They just wanna kill me. So part of my reflection is just the night. Cause I be on my own.
Just that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. I don't want your number. Every day like summer. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98.
Time just one go. Need to move slow.
Yeah, ooh, wait, 9-8. About time and I feel great. About time and I feel my soul. About time and I feel my flow. Being up, I cannot be low. This the part where I hit that slow. Round here said it's all love. All God and it's all love. I just recognize the love, the vibe. I just play it back up in my mind. Faded memories just like rewinds. People spoke, I recognize the time. Cause everything was simple. More like elementary. Mental.
Tell me what you like.
Want to live forever. God keep me together.
Guess I'm not the type.
Change fast, but fade slow. Break my heart, but not my soul.
Cause I be on my own.
Just that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. I don't want your number. Every day like summer. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98.
Time just one go.
Yeah.
Need to move slow.
Ayy, shouts out to my whole team. Much love to my whole crew. So blessed everywhere we go. We got Kleenex, like bless you. Up next, well guess who? God said I'd flex too. Ain't love, it was never love. So why you let someone stress you? Cause we don't party, nor get naughty.
Tell me what you like.
Wanna love forever. Why you still together?
Probably not the type.
I just recognize a love divide. Feel like maybe God is on my side. Rather rock with favor than with pride. Keep a couple options on the side.
Change fast, but fade slow. Break my heart, but not my soul.
Is that me or my?
Just that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. I don't want your number. Every day like summer. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98.
Yeah. I was finna write a song, but I've been hella stressed. But I looked in your eyes and noticed I'm hella blessed. Staring at you on this airplane, I ain't worried about nothing. Cause you got me feeling like the Wayne 08 and 03. Yeah, you and me, we got the heat. So bump all the anxiety. But you hit to the side of me. I feel like I'm gliding. And honestly, look, I don't want you saying that you had a better chance without me. That you wish you had made plans without me. Look, I hate to make this song about me. But I really wanna tell you that
I still get goosebumps whenever you call. When I pull up to your house in my car. When we kiss, you make me sound the alarm. When we kiss, that thing go ring, ring, ring.
Tell me how you feel, tell me what it is, tell me what it ain't. Trigger happy, you looking by, I might just detonate. Yeah. Tell them dudes looking far back. Kidding to kill, I need all that. Let them call, but don't call back. Let them call, but don't.
I don't want you saying that you had a better chance without me. That you wish you had made plans without me. Look, I hate to make this song about me. But I really wanna tell you that
I still get goosebumps whenever you call.
When I pull up to your house in my car. When we kiss, you make me sound the alarm. When we kiss, you make me sound the alarm. When we kiss, that thing go ring, ring, ring.
Probably got a loose screw. When Dilly drop that new, there go your crew and you too. I look just like my father's image, but honestly the mirror is my opposition. Yeah, had a talk with Yahweh, now I got a mission. Told me to make brothers out the competition. Yeah, shoot behind my bars, you gotta call them collect. Indie tribe, I might just get the tat on my neck. Monster at the least and I'm a savage at best. Wait, moly man or holy, you could have all the rest.
We gon' ride till we die. Pick a side, feel it right. I've been in my bag. We gon' ride till we die. Pick a side, feel it right. I've been in my bag. We gon' ride till we die. Pick a side, feel it right. I've been in my bag. We gon' ride till we die. high, big inside, feeling right. I've been in my bag.
Yes, that was John Keith back. John Keith is on the starting lineup of Christian Pop. So I use the scripture in my, I'm using the scripture in the day when I drop my Kanye West video. And if you haven't, if you haven't listened to this when it dropped, please go to my YouTube channel. Go to Kanye West is a Christian. I'm going to explain myself. But Mark 9:38-41 says, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone using your name to cast out demons, but we told him to stop because he wasn't in our group." "Don't stop him," Jesus said. "No one who performs a miracle in my name will soon be able to speak evil of me. Anyone who is not against us is for us. If anyone gives you a cup of water because you belong to the Messiah, I tell you the truth, that person will surely be rewarded." Now, a lot of people may be like, "Well, Lucky, that's not what the scripture's saying. Blah, 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 blah." Anyway, I'm just saying this now. A lot of y'all folk, man, y'all just be clucking. Y'all be clucking. Like, when we all look at things and we all do things, we always try to figure out what this person doing, what they doing wrong. We can't rock with them. All this other stuff that's unnecessary. Why? Because the main thing is Jesus. And if we're talking about Jesus and we're pursuing Jesus and that's the main focus, a lot of this other stuff can be hashed out. But the main thing is that we want to talk about Jesus. And I feel like sometimes, we fail to follow Jesus because all the confusion that happens, it's just happening in the church. Satan want to confuse us by these different denominations, different beliefs. And yeah, a lot of these denominations, they're not salvation issues. They're just something that we're not in our spirit that doesn't agree with us. I'm learning that just because it's not in my spirit, I don't believe it, doesn't make it right or wrong. Just makes it that's not for me. But the main thing we have to understand is that person is talking about Jesus. And that's one thing I said about Kanye West. Now, Jesus is still being glorified. Whether his heart is into it or not, Jesus is being glorified. Because that may be somebody in that crowd that's sincerely seeking Jesus and may encounter them, and God is using Kanye West to do that. So that's my little nugget of the day. Please take it with you. Please join me in 2 weeks. Zay Hill, Make a Way featuring Cannon, Christian Pop. Now!
Show on your face, yeah.
Make a way.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And I want to thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. I want to thank you for making this a successful show for Christian Hip Hop and helping us praying the name of Christ using the platform of hip hop to reach and save the lost. If you made it this far, please feel free to donate to the show to help us continue to spread the message of Christ through hip hop and also to help us gain exposure for more artists in CHH. Go to chhnow.com and click on donate to get involved with helping growing this ministry. Again, this is the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. See you next time.